I've never seen the river as low as this, Stefan Marty tells me. He's a fisheries officer. In a normal year, the level of the Garonne here would be above our heads. The river cuts through Toulouse. It's the city's lifeblood, providing drinking water, irrigating farmland, and cooling a nuclear plant. Stefan has had to take fish out of the river and put them into special tanks because the water is too warm.
It's complicated. Everything is connected. There will be less snow in the mountains. The glaciers will melt sooner. This year there has been much less snow, so less water in the mountain lakes. So pumping of the lakes is lower to keep the water longer.
Over 3 weeks, 40% of the water held in reserve in hydroelectric dams in the Pyrenees Mountains has been released into the Garonne to keep it flowing. Just. Heat waves in Europe are increasing at a faster rate than almost anywhere else on the planet. And global warming increases the likelihood of drought, drying out soils and vegetation.
Là, il va nous falloir minimum 60 mm pour pouvoir reprendre les sols après la moisson.
We need 60 millimetres of rainfall to be able to replant the soil, Christelle Carpentier tells me. The forecast is for 3 millimetres this week. It's not enough.
No.
The corn harvest across France is expected to be 18.5% lower this year than last. There's already a global shortage because of the war in Ukraine. Even the sunflowers have turned away from the scorching sun. Where there is access to water, there isn't enough to go around. Christelle says she'll lose more than 30% of her crop this year.
If we don't get enough water in this region, there will be no viable agriculture. Even today, the cattle farmers here have no grass on their fields. Today, we are on a land where it's crucial to develop irrigation, if only to be able to achieve minimum profitability.
France's worst drought since records began in 1958 has affected so many aspects of how people live here.
And I think we will walk a lot. We will train the kayak, and we will walk because there is not enough water for the floating.
In July, rainfall across France was down 84% compared to normal, according to the French Weather Service. The summer isn't over yet. I'm standing on the bed of the River Garonne, and obviously in normal times I shouldn't be able to do this. Every part of France is under some sort of water restriction, and two-thirds of all French departments are at crisis level, the most severe level. And there is now particular concern for the underground water tables because they are being used up more quickly because there isn't enough snow melt and rainwater to refill them.